Now talk volleyball. Lady Beaver volleyball team, they've already had quite a few matches under their belt here. Friday, a triangular, Oakley, that way they went 2-0, and then seventh place finish, but some good competition on Saturday at Hayes High, as we're joined here with head coach for the Lady Beavers, starting things off for volleyball with Coach Shelby Kite. And Coach, thanks again for joining me. And you've already been kind of thrown into the fire right away this year.
Yeah, we have. had a fast and furious start, but it's kind of nice, and then we have this whole week off, so it's a good way to start the season.
You have a pretty good nucleus coming back from your team that was right at the cusp of qualifying for state last year. You have quite a few new faces as well on the team that are big contributors for you guys, and you guys were able to get a couple of big wins there at Oakley last Friday, and then Saturday's kind of up and down. I thought you started out well, but then you finished well, and I think you have to take a lot of positives from that last match into kind of the rest of your season.
Yeah, I think we started off, like you said, good, and then it kind of went to not good for keeping it, I guess, PG here. But, we've had a lot of talks this week, and it had a lot to do with kind of our attitudes and, how we're playing together as a team. And so I think that's kind of what our focus has been on this week. As far as, being able to play with anybody that's next to you, we know we're kind of a brand new team this year with a few girls that have never seen varsity time, and also the girls that even have played varsity for us the last couple of years, they're running in some different positions, and so we know that things aren't going to be perfect right now, but I think right now what we're looking for is just 110%, playing for the team, and that's kind of been our focus, I guess, for this week.
What I noticed really with some of your newcomers out there on the varsity, they were pretty good on Friday for the first day, and it was some different competition there at times on Saturday, but I thought they really learned some things as they went on during the day, and even though some of those matches they lost, I thought they made some pretty good strides by the end of the day.
Yeah, I would agree with that. We saw some really great things, and then we, like I said, we saw some things that we didn't want to see, as far as some drop balls and miscommunications, and that tournament, if it is nothing else for us, it's for us to see some good competition, and so maybe we don't always walk out of there with the best record, but I can guarantee you, like you said, we learned a lot, and I think, again, this week was about digging deep and realizing some of the things that we need to fix as individuals and as a team, and then, like I said, it's great to have this whole 5 days with nothing and being able to kind of go back to the drawing board and fix some things that need to be fixed.
How weird is it for you guys to not switch sides of the court after a set? I mean, that's kind of unusual.
Yeah, it is. It's just a whole new ball game out there. I feel like every with every ref it's different, and so we're not switching and we're not flipping a coin, and we are wearing masks, and we're okay if we're social distanced, and it was an interesting, to say the least, on Saturday, but like we told the girls, whatever to keep us playing is what we'll do. But it's definitely different, and it's taking a little getting used to.
You get pretty busy next week, and you go for a duel at Ulysses on Tuesday night, and then you get to play competition in your own gym. You're going to be busy in Scott City in September, and you start with the triangular next Thursday.
Yeah, I'm excited to kind of break in the new gym and get to play in there. Practice has been wonderful. We go to some places and realize just exactly how lucky we are to have the facilities that we do, and so we're pretty excited to get to play on our home court. Volleyball doesn't always have a ton of home games, and so getting that opportunity next week, hopefully we'll have a good night in Ulysses on Tuesday, and that can just push us on into Thursday, and then we've got our home JV volleyball Saturday, and so it's a week full of volleyball next week, and probably for the next couple months here.
Yeah, it should be fun here. It's Coach Shelby Kite joins us here from Scott County Hardware. Thanks as always, Coach. Off to a good start here this year, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, Coach Shelby Kite joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware and Scott City. We talk to a couple of seniors next. One who's been on the varsity for a few years, primary setter for the Lady Beavers, and now added some more wrinkles to her offense. And Allie Brunswick, and how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, Adam. How are you?
Doing great, thank you. And as tough as it has been, you know, with everything going on, how exciting was it to get to some competition last week against some out-of-town teams?
Oh, it was so fun. It's been a long summer of just playing each other, and so it was fun to see what other people have got.
Yeah, and, you know, it's been I thought you guys started off well there last weekend and kind of had a tough patch, but I think that's got to be big for your guys' confidence going forward, the way that you guys did play in that last match against Buckland.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Saturday definitely didn't go, I think, how all of us wanted it to go, but that's what happens. That's the game.
Yeah. I say that you had a little bit more different things to your arsenal this year. Of course, you've been a main setter, but now you're a hitter. What's that like, being an outside hitter?
I don't know, Adam. It's kind of different. It's fun, I guess.
That's good. So, yeah, hopefully a few more, you know, you get a few more kills and a lot more assists here this year. But this week, what's been mainly the big thing for you guys in the practice room?
Definitely our coverage on, like, the opposing team's hits. Our coaches have been getting up on boxes and slamming balls down at us, so that's been what we've been working on.
Been dodging all of them or digging them, right?
Yeah, like hit on the head,
yeah.
You know.
Way to use your head,
my
right?
My foot, yeah.
All right. Well, what's as you move forward here this season, what's the goal that you have here looking forward?
I think just teamwork, something that big we need to work on.
It's early in the year, so we'll be
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, once again, Senior Allie Brunswick joining us here. Thanks again for joining us here. And
thank you, Adam.
Yep, you're welcome. And now it's Senior Paige Volgemore gets the microphone here. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm great. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, first time playing varsity Friday and Saturday, and was it kind of an eye-opening experience for you, considering you hadn't stepped on the varsity side before?
It was. It was fun. I played with a lot of those girls on JV even last mm-hmm. year, so it wasn't a completely new team, but it was definitely different, and it was fun.
What are maybe some of the adjustments that you had to make there? Because I noticed that you were one of those that definitely did make the strides as the weekend went on. What were some of the things that you had to maybe hone in on to improve upon as the weekend went on?
I was really struggling to get my hits in at some points during a couple of those matches, so I was really focusing on that and asking Coach what I needed to change on every single hit to try and get those in and score.
And I know I asked Coach, as a coach, you know, you guys never switch sides of the court. How weird was it as a player not to switch sides of the court?
Oh, it's very weird. And even, like, at the beginning of the games, we don't run around and shake their hands, which is, it just feels rude. It's different, that's for sure.
It's you lose kind of your gamesmanship, I guess, in a way, right?
Yeah, very much.
And it's weird afterwards, too. It's just, I don't know how you describe it. It seems like that you guys stand on the back line when you guys start in this, like, sprint to your spot, like you kind of like you're in elementary school freeze tag or something.
Yeah, it's very weird, and then he just thumbs them up at the end, I guess. Yeah. Like a scrimmage.
Yeah. But have you guys been able to kind of deal with some of the changes there? Have you feel like that you've done a pretty good job adjusting to those?
Yeah, I think we have. I guess we really need to work on probably wearing our mask when we go on the bench and stuff, and having better attitudes about that. Yeah. As long as we're getting to play, we need to cooperate with that.
That's right. That's the main goal here. And now you have the Ulysses, and you have three matches next week. And I know it's got to be pretty exciting to. I know Tuesday, of course, you're on the road, but got to play competition at home. That's got to be pretty fun.
Yep, I'm super excited.
What's the goal that you have for the rest of this year?
I hope to get more kills and more blocks.
All right. Well, you've had a good start.
Yep.
Well, thanks again, Paige, for joining me here. Good luck to you coming up next week.
Thanks, Adam.